All right, it's going to take me a moment or two to set this up for you. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, that is The Row. Right now, I'm joined by a wide receiver, quote-unquote, first-team All-Pro, Pro Bowl selection, 77 receptions, 1,405 yards, 6 touchdowns, 365 rushing yards, 8 touchdowns, led the league in yards per reception, set NFL record for rushing TDs by receiver. He was an All-American and an All-SEC-er at South Carolina. 36th pick overall in 2019. He is appearing courtesy of Old Spice, Gentleman's Blend, deodorants, and body washes. Debo Samuel joining me. Debo, did I get anything wrong in that open?
No, you did an awesome job.
100%,
job.
Right?
100%.
Good, man. Listen, dude, you and I spoke. I don't know if you remember. You and I spoke in my studio weeks before you were drafted, and you just capped off one of the best seasons in NFL history. What was that like for you? Like, did it feel special, or did it feel like just the start of something?
It was special, and it's just, me personally, I think it's just the start of something.
Right? So how much better, what can you improve upon based on what you just did this season? Like, what are you looking to work on?
I got a lot of things to work on. Get back to the lab of route running. I kind of felt like I lost a couple steps here and there when I moved to the backfield. That's why I was kind of limited on what routes I was running. But just get back to that and just work on a little minor things that I know I can correct.
All right, so that's something different. When you said you went to the backfield, like Kyle Shanahan has referred to as a wide back, like the hybrid between wide receiver and running back. What was it like when you started to get more carries in Week 10? How much did you enjoy being able to impact the game that way, and how did you approach it?
I enjoyed it a lot. I approach it just like I approach being a wideout, but just getting the ball faster. So I feel like I enjoyed it a lot more because I was getting the ball a little bit more.
All right, so it seems like there's a new position, right, this whole concept of wide back. Are you one of one and that there aren't guys that can do this? Or do you think maybe other teams will try to develop that position and let guys try and do it?
I've seen a little glimpse of during the draft of people trying to find the Debo, but I think it's one of one.
All right. So during the draft, as I mentioned, you had come in. What's it like to be in that system? I mean, we've been talking relentlessly about the Shanahan system. When you and I spoke, did you have any idea how you would fit into that system if you went there or how much they would benefit from it?
I actually didn't, even though I played for him in the Senior Bowl. But little do people know, it took me like a year and a half to fully grasp Kyle Shanahan's offense. It took a long time.
Why? What is it that makes it so tough?
It's just the formations, the motion, and the terminology from coming from college into the NFL terminology is totally different.
All right, so once you figure it out, though, once you get that vernacular and that terminology down and you're no longer thinking but you're just doing what you do, what's it like to be in that offense?
Once I figured out everything that was going on, it makes the game so slower for me.
Debo Samuel joining us. When you play the game the way you play, like with the ferocity and the physicality you bring, do you get a sense that it lifts everybody else up when you're giving out as much as you're getting back?
They call in the locker room the team lifter because I'm the guy with all the energy out there, and what I put out there on tape is just get the team going.
All right, so I want to ask you something. I ran down Michael Irvin earlier this week, and this dude was very similar, right? Great wide receiver, tremendous physicality.
Hall of Famer.
I mean, the playmaker. But what I said to him was, what's really unusual, normally the wide receiver is not the guy who sets the tone for the entire locker room. And I said to him, how did you go about doing that? You're not the coach, you're not the quarterback. And he said, there's certain ways to do it. I think you're the same way. How are you able to set that tone for the entire team and locker room playing that position?
Kind of like what you just said. You can do it in many ways. I kind of set the tone, whether the first play of the game is a run, I'm going to make sure that DB know that I'm going to be there all game. Or if I'm getting the ball the first play of the game, I'm going to set the tone, putting the pads on him. He just knows it's going to be a long day.
Debo Samuel joining us. Hate to bring up a sore subject, but you were this close, man. This close to the Super Bowl on Sunday, and there's that now famous footage of you sitting on the sideline after the game. I mean, we don't know. What's it like to put the time in, put the work in, make the sacrifices, get that close, and come up just short? Can you put into words what that's like when you pay that kind of price?
It's tough. Just think about starting training in February all the way until the past week that we lost the game. So this is what, like 10 months, 11 months of physically, mentally, you know what I'm saying, preparing yourself for the moment and just follow up short and just know you got to put yourself in that position again to do it all over again to get back to where you want to be.
Right,
so it's just it makes you think about a lot, but this is the profession that we signed up for, and this is what it consists of.
So how do you process that? Like, is that done? You don't look back, you move on? Or is it always there and you convert that into fuel for next season?
Oh, it's definitely fuel, because I can kind of relate back to 2019 when I lost the Super Bowl, of how I approached training, but kind of fell up short there because I broke my foot. So I just used that as another fuel, and the Super Bowl was still in the back of my head. So I used that for this offseason that just passed to prepare me for this season. But now just lost the NFC Championship, so it's going to be more fuel.
So you're not lacking fuel, dude.
Nah, I got fuel. I got a lot of fuel, and it's going to be a good season next year.
Deebo Samuel joining us. Let me ask you something. You might be in a season next year without Jimmy Garoppolo. I bring this up because I talked to your teammate Elijah Mitchell on the show on Monday, and we were talking about Jimmy G. He talked about how everybody, like literally everybody in that locker room, loves Garoppolo. Why do you think that Jimmy does not get the respect from fans and media that he gets from the guys that he plays with who know him?
Because me personally, not too many people know what Jimmy's dealing with. When he hurt his thumb, he was, and when he came back the following week after he hurt his thumb, he couldn't grip the ball the way he wanted to grip it. Minus the shoulder injury that he already has that nobody really know about. It's just how fearless he is to me. It kind of relates to me of how I play the game. Just fearless. You do whatever it takes to help the team, and he's out there playing through whatever it takes, and we're still winning with him. So just imagine if he was healthy all year long, what he'd be capable of doing.
How much does that lift the team up? Like, it's often said that your quarterback's got to be your toughest guy. Sometimes he is, sometimes he's not. But when you all know that he's not right, and he's playing in a lot of pain, and he's not complaining, he's out there just laying it all out there, how much of a lift does that give everybody else, and how much more do you want to give because you see your guy doing that?
It just shows that our team, like you just said, you just talked to Elijah Mitchell, and he have all the love and respect for Jimmy. He's a rookie, so just imagine how much respect I have for him, and the things I've seen him go through in the past 3 years. So it's just the energy that he's just bringing, just the fearless mindset that he has to play through anything to help the team.
Deebo Samuel joining me for another moment or so. So quickly, what's Trey Lance look like of late? We don't see what's going on behind the scenes. What about his development? How does he look to you, and how do you think he's going to look next year if he is, in fact, the guy?
I think Jimmy played a great role in, you know what I'm saying, being with Trey, of showing him the ropes of what Kyle expects. I think it was a good year for Trey to actually learn how the league goes. And me personally, I feel like Trey could be a superstar in this league once he understands, like, how to practice and the mindset and the amount of studying that you need to do to be able to win games in this league.
Dude, how much of that is about and the success in the league, how much of that is just about being a professional, learning how to prepare the right way, take care of your body, take care of your mind, have the right routine? How much of that it plays into whether or not you have success in the league?
It plays a major role. Without Wes Welker, I probably wouldn't have had a routine that I needed to go by for as the offseason. Wes Welker was on my back about literally everything. All right, Deebo, you need to do this. You need to do this at this time, this at this time, be to sleep at this time, eat at this time. So Wes was my mentor after my first year in the league.
Dude, he found you. Yeah. He found you, right? So what did that mean to you? Like, the story goes, you were getting ready for the 2019 draft. They wanted a physical wide receiver, and he saw a clip of you at South Carolina just running over fools and said, that's our guy. That's who we want. So what has he meant to your career?
He tell me that all the time. Wes meant a lot to my career, man. Just showing me how to practice, how to be a pro, the things that it takes to be that guy in the league. And this year, he said once you figure everything out and stuff is just going to fall into place. And you can see this season, I had a great season ahead. So he's just like, all right, now if you continue to do this, how much better can you get? So it was just one off season that I had, that I did everything that I was supposed to do. So just imagine how better you could actually be if you continue to do the things the right way.
Right. Then you got to be like, hey, Welker, how many times do I have to thank you, bro? How many times? Listen, you are working with Old Spice and their Gentleman's Blend deodorants and body washes. Lay it out for me. What are you doing?
So what I have here is the Long Lasting Gentleman's Blend deodorant. I've been working with Old Spice since I was actually a rookie. I started at the rookie premiere. And we also have the Gentleman's Blend body wash moisturizer, so it keeps my skin smooth and smelling good. So, and I'm a big routine guy, and this is a big part of my routine.
It's got to be a big part of the routine. I like having a routine. What's your morning routine besides slathering that on?
Oh, once I get this on and then get to moving, I just
you're done, dude. That's your morning right there,
yes,
man.
Sir,
that's what
course.
I like.
Definitely.
So, what are you gonna do? I appreciate that, and it's good to have you. And I'm glad those folks put you out in front. What are you gonna do on Super Bowl Sunday? Like, I'm always curious, especially when you get that close. Are you gonna watch or are you not gonna watch?
I ain't watching it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna watch.
How come?
I should be playing it. That's why I wasn't.
I respect
watch
that. I respect that. All right, D-Boy, I respect you. Good to see you. Glad that I got the intro right, man. I didn't want you to correct me on camera. But like I told you, if I ever jack that stuff up, I'm here. However, if I do a really good interview, I want to hear that too.
Oh, you did a great job.
You
it was
too,
great
dude.
To be here.
I'm proud of both of us, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, dude. Great seeing you, D-Boy.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So much. Nobody like him. All right, so they can do all they want about trying to come up with somebody who can do what he can do. I don't think anybody can do what that guy can do. Certainly not with that physicality.